Steve Bonnell plays Tibetan Singing Bowls. He starts the show up in a moment. Very quickly, Mary Hiltz from Centrum, Gary Cantor sings the news, Peter McCracken from Centrum, Al Bergstein, Environmental News, Noah Frisch plays Didgeridoo. So we're having International Music Day here. Jim Pavarnik is the executive director of the Port of Port Townsend. Judith Kate Friedman, Songs from the Sound. Heather Dudley Nolet reading from the writings of Ursula Le Guin. Le Guin it is. And we're going to be talking about, I almost used the R word. I could get in trouble for the R word. It's a drawing. Yes, two passes to Women in Film for all of you, to all of you who call between now and, let's say, 4:30, because the drawing will be, the first of the two, will be about 4:45. Telephone number, 360-554-4430. Don't say it so fast, Phil, 360-554-4430. KPTZ.org, you can do it that way. And with that, we want to hear Tibetan Singing Bowls. Steve Bonnell. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty darn well. And how about you?
Hey, I'm doing great today. Thanks for having me on.
It's a pleasure to have you on. This is a first for Tossed Salad. Not a first for my ears, but a first for Tossed Salad. And what I'd like to do, often we'll do when we're featuring something that many of our listeners wouldn't know, is let's have a demonstration to begin, and then we'll talk about it and talk about you.
Okay.
Fair enough?
That sounds great. I'll go ahead and play a couple.
Meditative.
Very meditative.
Quiet.
Honestly, these bowls are something that... So my wife, Melissa Yaden, is an acupuncturist here in town, and I have been playing for a little over a decade. And we've been doing sound healing performances, sometimes with our teacher, Surin Sresta, and oftentimes without. And we've been hosting some here in town at a little yoga studio on the waterfront called Prosper Body Works. But the bowls came to us about 11 years ago, and we've slowly kind of been building our collection ever since. And again, I had mentioned our teacher, Surin Sresta, brings this kind of Nepalese native knowledge of how to use these bowls for healing. And, it's something you can kind of take with a grain of salt, and you could just take it as a meditative practice, or something that's very relaxing. A lot of people... during the sessions, the group sound healing sessions, just fall asleep, which is perfectly fine too. But there is something about them that's hard to explain. The fact that when we play them at different times, they react differently, they sound differently with different groups. We oftentimes sometimes note during a performance that a particular frequency or sound or note is more prominent than another, and we can't explain that. But people have had everything from very just benign, relaxing sensations to very profound experiences while hearing these. So I think there is something to those vibrations and also something of uniqueness that the bowls themselves carry.
So how about you when you listen to your wife play?
Oh, it's extremely relaxing. She'll oftentimes use these bowls in an acupuncture setting. So if you're getting acupuncture in general, unless you're deathly afraid of needles, you're already pretty relaxed. But the bowls are actually played on the body as well as around the body. So
explain to me how one plays a bowl on a body.
Which is pretty fun. As you can hear, the bowls are very deep. So what I'm looking at right now are three bowls anywhere from just under a foot to over a foot in diameter. So they're pretty large. And those low tones, you can place these seven metal bowls directly on the body or usually on a piece of clothing. And when struck or played, you get all of those kind of deep vibrations on the body. And it can go into muscle fiber. It actually has been noted to go into bone marrow, which is, you know.
I think I would like that. Maybe the bone marrow part, I'm not so sure, but the muscular part, I think that could be quite wonderful. The bowls on the body simultaneous with acupuncture?
Generally, yeah, once the needles are out.
Uh-huh.
When the needles are in, the bowls are oftentimes played around the body, which is really relaxing, and you get all that kind of lush sound. And you can actually feel the vibrations because they're so deep. I mean, oftentimes you're feeling it kind of pulsing through waves through your feet, which is kind of a neat sensation. And then when the needles are out, the bowls can be placed on the body and used as an addendum to massage or just, you know, on their own. And it's profoundly relaxing.
Uh-huh. You said seven metal?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean each of these bowls has seven different metals in it?
Correct.
Explain.
Basically, trace amounts of gold and silver also exist in these. They're primarily copper, as you can see by their bronzish color. There are 7 to 10 metals that compose each of these. When our teacher, Seren, went to kind of a scientist, you know, they took a few bowls, they broke them down, and they found all the different metals. These are traditionally made. It's you think about like a traditional recipes that these Nepalese families have. There's a number of people in villages who make bowls, and every recipe is a little bit different, like any good garam masala per se. And they'll use these seven metals in different ways and be able to produce, you know, lush tones. But the bowls are generally created on a full moon by several people hand hammering them, and they don't necessarily know what tone they're going to get while they're hand hammering it, but they kind of, you know, get it into a shape. They start to listen to it and then see what tone it's close to, and then kind of mold into a shape. You know, you can tell the ridges on these bowls, they're not even. You know, this is all hand done, and when you put a frequency reader up to it, you're not getting exact tones. And to prove that point, I actually brought in one of my crystal singing bowls just to kind of, you could hear a difference in by comparison. So I might play that for just a moment.
Could you please?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So as you can hear, that's a very pure tone of that crystal bowl that is machine manufactured. And, you know, it's exactly a tone. There's no variance per se. But when you hit one of the Tibetan bowls, you'll hear that there's oftentimes a low tone and a high tone going on. So the bowls really have multiple frequencies happening at the same time, which is fascinating.
How does that happen? How does that work? I don't understand. It seems like it's one bowl.
Right. One bowl with many tones. And what's even more interesting, I put my frequency reader up to these all the time. And although it's not as if the frequencies change, they're not chameleons, but oftentimes the low tone and the high tone can be completely different. So the main tone or the subtone, that one that's really deep and resonating, you know, could be a G or G flat, whereas the high tone could be something completely different, like a B.
Do you play other music?
I do play some other music, actually.
I was wondering about that.
I'm primarily a guitar player by nature, and I've been doing that for about 20 years.
Electric guitar?
I like electric a lot, and I've been enjoying acoustic more or less recently, too.
So you're somewhat known in the community, and people may not know your name, but do you know how you're identified?
My hair.
Your hair.
Yes.
And that hair would put you well into a rock band.
Which I did play in a rock band in Seattle for, I'd say, some of my formative years, from about age 18 to 25. I played in a little band called the Schoolyard Heroes in Seattle, and went on to do some national touring gigs and become quite well known in that community and that scene during that time.
Uh-huh. Could you play something again on either... Any or all of these, whatever you want to do, for a couple of minutes, and then we'll talk more.
That sounds good. I'll also incorporate a different technique for those larger singing bowls, the Tibetan bowls and the Nepalese bowls, with I'll do a rubbing technique. You'll hear it. Anyway, it'll be fun.
Are there compositions for bowls, or are you improvising for the most part?
With these bowls I brought today, I'm for the most part improvising. I did find three tones that I thought played particularly well together, but one of the cool things about the Tibetan bowls is that the more inaccurate they are, in a sense, kind of that's part of the beauty in... not disharmony, but I'd say it's the beauty in kind of the spontaneity of them. I mean, almost like a wabi-sabi kind of thing, you know, there's beauty in imperfection, so to speak. But there are compositions, theoretically, with the bowls, and actually a lot of the sound healing techniques will use the bowls at different parts of the body. And they're played in sequences. BFDG is like an initial sequence BFDG, 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 C, BFDG, BFDG, BGD, BFDG, C, A, BFDG, 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 BFDJ, C, A, E. So that'll complete a round that should take more or less 15 minutes or so, because each bowl, when played in sequence, will be held out for about 15 to 20 seconds or so. So when we play our concerts, oftentimes we'll start with the healing sequence and then we'll do a little bit more ad lib, so to speak.
So you came to the bowls through your wife's study of Eastern medicine, is what I think you said.
Well, I'd say it's a little bit interesting. I actually used to work for an establishment in Seattle, East West Bookshop, that was hosting our teacher, Seren, and meeting him there and having working there at the time, it was really just a natural fit. So he saw the potential in my wife and I, and, you know, we started helping him, being basically his TAs while he was in town and helping to teach certain levels of the class and such, and then also hosting rounds of concerts while he wasn't in town and inspiring people to continue to find the bowls there. And now, living out here in the peninsula, you know, we've been continuing our mission of just sharing sound healing and, you know, that tradition out here.
How long have you been here?
This is our second round on the peninsula, and we've been here since September, actually.
Okay, so pretty recently, which might explain why I had not encountered you. And by the way, I don't know if Sam Sparks is listening. She will listen later, I know.
Certainly.
Probably she's working and cannot, but thanks to Sam for telling me that I needed to meet you.
She is an awesome, awesome connector and friend. And
Co-worker for you and friend, neighbor for me and friend, indeed. And fortunate that she said you need to, and you do know how she identified you, of course.
Of course.
How I would know you when I saw you.
With the hair.
And I did. Your concerts, then, do you have any upcoming?
Yes, we've actually tried a new concept as of recent with our good friend Deidre Berg, who does, I call her a gem path, which is a mixture of words that, you know, makes sense. She's a gemologist and empath, and she works with crystals for healing and for meditative studies and inner work. And so we've paired up with her, and we've actually been doing these crystal meditations, which have been really fun. We've only done one so far, but our next one will happen not this Sunday, but the following April 7th at 5 p.m. at Prosper. And then we take a nice long hiatus. My wife and I are both involved with the Global Earth Repair Conference, so we're also doing a bunch of work between now and then. But then we'll continue our last sound healing in this particular series, and that's going to happen on May 26th at Prosper. And then we'll do one last crystal meditation on the 2nd of June, the week following.
And then take the summer off?
Take the summer off, yeah.
And get back again.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you have a website, a way to get in touch with you, besides through Tossed Salad. I can make that happen.
I appreciate that. Honestly, the best way to find me is I'm at the Chimicum Corner Farm Stand 5 days a week, not Sundays or Mondays. And I would love to talk bowls or anything there. The next project that I'm working on after I build my studio on my property is to create a sound healing CD with these bowls, hopefully the best one that's ever been done, although that might be a little egotistical. I think that no one's truly captured the sound of the bowls the way they've meant to be. And I've been working with parameter sound mapping so that I want to actually place the bowls at specific parts of your ear, so when you hear them in stereo, it will sound as if you are getting a sound healing treatment all to yourself, as opposed to just hearing them kind of mono.
So I know, what's your wife's name, by the way?
Her name is Melissa Yaden.
And she practices where?
She practices uptown, Port Townsend, at a little place called the Lippincott House, which is probably best known for being the house of Port Townsend Chiropractic, right across the street from the Port Townsend Library.
Okay, so one and in her practice, acupuncturist she is, but she also uses the bowls?
She uses the bowls. She's an Ayurvedic practitioner and a massage therapist, and acupuncturist, obviously. And she uses these bowls and also tuning forks in just about every treatment that she does.
And do you, just with bowls, do treatments also?
I haven't delved into that realm. I've been a bit busy to and haven't really taken the time to. I let her. I divert to her. I want to.
So for treatment, go to her for, I will say, relaxation and entertainment.
Yes.
Find you.
Absolutely. And her website, of course, is healingtreeacupuncture.com, healingtreeacupuncture.
Uh-huh.
And
so perhaps if we were to set something up with you far enough in advance that she could take a couple hours off, maybe we could have the two of you sometime sometime in the summer.
That would work perfect.
We'll be in touch about that. And I can tell text messages are better for you.
They're probably the best.
Could you wrap this up with some more music, please?
Absolutely.
Steve Bunnell, thank you for coming today.
Thank you.